All right, with multiple special guests, I like to have their voice introduce themselves by name, so go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kirby Mulder.
And I'm Jessica Mulder.
So at the State Fair, the Grand Champion Market Steer, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And how did that go? Take me through the day.
You would get the steer in and put it in like a cooler we have at home, and you would rinse, you had to exercise, you would rinse, blow the hair, work on the hair, and know how to feed the calf, and you just have to do it all over again each day.
Like every day?
Mm-hmm.
How long does that take?
It takes multiple hours, maybe like 3 hours. It takes out of each day.
And amongst whatever else is going on each day.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you do that every day for months at the time. How did you get this steer? Let's go back to that as well.
So usually my brother and my dad, they go out to places and look for calves because we've shown cattle for multiple years. And then they just find a steer that we like and we bid on it on an online sale.
Now, how old are you?
12.
Okay. What grade are you in?
7th.
Okay. So this is actually the first year. I know that it's, I think, 9 when you can show 4-H and stuff, right?
To be eligible for 4-H, you can start when you're in kindergarten, but to be eligible for State Fair, you have to complete 6th grade.
Okay. So first year.
Yeah.
What is that like?
It was incredible going to the steer show my first year and winning it. I just thought it was amazing just to win it because it's always been one of my dreams to do that.
And you did it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's awesome. What was the moment or the day itself of the show like?
It was a little stressful in the morning, but once we got into the show and won our class and won our division, we started to calm down and just try to stay calm because if you get wound up, it just doesn't help.
How did it compare to other shows that you've done?
I'd say it's similar, but it's at a higher level.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's a lot that goes in for everybody. They've done a lot of the same work that you were talking about, right? So this is something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah.
Was there a moment you knew, or was it just something you always wanted to do?
I've just always wanted to. Seeing my brother win the state fair a couple of times, it's just, I've always wanted to win the steer show too.
What was the reaction that you got from other people?
There was crying, happiness, and I think just a lot of hugs, and I was just so grateful for those people who were there for me.
Who all was there? What was that like for you as well?
A lot of our family was there. Normally Jackson County has a good representation, and a lot of alumni, past families always just come to the state fair in general. So it was great to see the support there.
It sounds like this is a family tradition. So give me a little background on that as well.
Well, both my husband and I showed livestock, and then Kirby's brother also showed livestock, and he has won the state fair a couple times. And we also show at other shows as well, and we show other species. So it's just something that we do as a family.
Is this your main extracurricular that you do, or are there other stuff? Is there other stuff you're involved in?
I'm involved in volleyball and basketball, but that's one of my main things I like to do.
Absolutely. But that's something you have to balance, obviously, too.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, that just makes it more impressive to me, for sure. Because I've been involved in this growing up and stuff. So I appreciate what you're talking about as far as, you know, just all the different hours that go into it. But thank you for breaking that down as well. What are some of those other fairs you were talking about? Because you obviously go to the county fair and things like that. So what is how does that look? Are you connected to maybe a club? Or does it depend on the show, I guess?
We are part of the Middletown Livewires, but we love just to show animals all over, like in Kansas City. It's a show down there. It's a major. There's also another one in Nebraska, and we just kind of show at jackpots on a couple major shows.
What keeps you going when you have to balance all that?
I think just once I put the hard work and dedication to it, it's like winning the steer show, it just all turns out. And you just have all your friends and family there just to support you.
What are some of the most important lessons you feel like you're learning as you go?
Stay calm, because if you get wound up, your animal's going to get wound up. And just try to work as hard as you can. Even if you don't win, it's just work harder than you ever.
And I'll just add on to that. I think just like with anything, whether it's sports or whatever, You can put as much or as little into it as you want. And I just think with these types of activities or whatnot, like, it teaches them responsibility and sportsmanship and, you know, all those life lessons that they'll need when they grow up. So,
and the level of investment is clear with the results, right? Mm-hmm. So like whether you get the grand champion or you're just placing high anywhere, I mean, you have not only the getting ready with the all the hair and the feed and making sure everything is going well there, but you also have to have that relationship.
Yes, most definitely. And I don't want to speak for Kirby, but she has a great love for animals, and it definitely shows in how much time and effort that she spends with them.
Do you want to talk about that at all? What does the future look like now?
We're just going to keep trying to do what we've done before and just be ourselves and keep doing.
Well, thank you very much for telling me about the success that you have had. Congratulations one more time about that. And any other thoughts that you want to share at all? All right. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys making the time. That's Kirby and Jess Mulder talking about the Grand Champion Market Steer and all that went into that, being able to have that success at the Minnesota State Fair. Thank you out there for listening.